We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you a special presentation of
Two Nerds a Podcast. Your home for everything movies, music, video games, and everything in between. With your hosts, Bunny the Bruiser.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Two Nerds, a Podcast. We are two nerds. This is a podcast. I am Midnight Miles.
And I'm Buddy the Bruiser.
Yep, Dynamite Jared is not with us this week, ladies and gents. But in all seriousness, this episode is sponsored by Ray-Ban. So this has to be a very high-tier episode. Get that sponsorship. Check out my Instagram for more information on that cat. The dude's in Taiwan or whatever. We're trying to get that out for you guys.
Our Taiwanese Ray-Ban sponsorship. Yes. Very proud to partner with Ray-Ban here on the program.
Yeah. So before we go ahead and get started, I know you brought this up to me privately about our last week's episode, but you made a little bit of an oopsie with the Chrono Trigger discussion. You had them reversed. Did you want to apologize to the loyal fan base?
Dynamite Jared did that. I, Buddy the Bruiser, have no idea about any of the Chrono franchise, and that's why I was asking questions about it. Did I ask questions about it, or did I just kind of say that I've wanted to play Chrono Trigger?
You were having a whole discussion about Toriyama and how this one...
That was Dynamite Jared.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Dynamite Jared was having a whole discussion about this and that, about how it's the best game on Super Nintendo.
Guy's an idiot, and he doesn't know anything about video games.
Yeah.
So...
But you know how it is, Cap.
Yeah, I mixed up Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
What else has been going on, my man?
But Midnight Miles never corrected me.
No, he did not. He just kind of...
I flipped him. Like, he, like, specifically said, like, Chrono Trigger when referring to Chrono Cross at one point.
Yeah, he was... I mean, he was beyond fried when we were doing that podcast, so...
Don't make excuses for the man.
But anyway, in all seriousness, I am Buddy the Bruiser. This is Dynamite Jared to my right here. I guess I'll give you a little update of something my father did today. He did a lot of cleaning at our house, and I have discovered 4 VCRs.
Do they all work?
I don't know. I'm going to have to try it out, but I'm very excited about that. And there's also a lot of blank tapes.
Oh.
So if I can find my camera, there might be some SOV in my future. But
you have a VHS camera?
We did at one time. I don't know if we still have it, but that might be a thing that's coming up. What have you been up to, my man?
Absolutely fuck all nothing.
Did you want to talk about your streaming fiasco?
What's the fiasco that I haven't hopped on my scheduled times for like 2 weeks now?
No, about your,
I showed my fucking credit card. I showed my goddamn Apple Pay on stream. Yeah, I don't know, summon him for the goddamn Dokkan anniversary units, and you know, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, got both the units, and then I'm just kind of wrapping up the stream, and then there's one guy, and I'm sitting there interacting with him in the chat, shut my phone down, like I you know, put it to sleep or whatever on accident on the stream. I hit the little side button on the iPhone, and then in my desperation to open it back up, I double-clicked the home button, which brings your Apple Pay up.
Initiated the Apple Wallet.
Initiated the Apple Wallet and showed it on stream. Quickly took it down and
luckily... Did you end the stream right there? And you were like, fuck, I gotta delete this real fast?
No, it wasn't like immediate. I was just like, oh, that's not good. And then like... You could see on the... Because I put it all on YouTube except for the Apple Pay thing, right? So I just... It's literally just like a crude cut. And it's the only cut in the entire video. And so you can see there. And however much time's left after that is like...
How long the stream
went. However long I went after.
So speaking of streaming, since last episode, we had a little discussion about what we're going to do for the 1,000 subscriber special. I think we're like 19 away from reaching the milestone. And I know a lot of you were out there looking forward to our Deadly Premonition live stream, but I'm thinking that we're going to sort of change it up, go with a different idea with that, And this was actually your idea, so if you want to talk about what...
Yeah, don't take credit for my idea.
Yeah, no, I'm not... I would never.
Yeah, Deadly Premonition takes an average of 18 hours to play, which is well over 1,000 minutes. That's like, what, a 1,000 and... 180,
yeah.
1,180,
yeah, something like
minutes, to beat that game, well over the amount of, the allotted amount of time that we're trying to go on this live stream. So what we're going to do when Buddy hits the 1,000 subscriber landmark for his channel, as soon as we receive our YouTube play button, in the mail, we're going live, on YouTube. 1,000 subscriber special. We'll be live for 1,000 minutes, 16 hours. We'll pretty much be on all day, and we are going to, we're going to have the fucking countdown timer. We're going to have the, maybe a counter if I can, you know, look into all this stuff. I haven't figured out how I'm going to set up OBS yet, but it shouldn't be too hard. I'm going to worry about it when we cross that bridge. We're going to figure out just how many video games that we can beat
in 1,000 minutes.
In 1,000 minutes.
And so if you guys have any suggestions of what you guys want us to play, obviously they're not going to be incredibly long games because we're trying to do as many as we can, but, you know, like, stuff we can plow through in a couple hours, like your Mario 64s, maybe a couple Sonic games, or, like, whatever you guys want us to do. I'm at the point where I can beat Resident Evil 8 in an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. So maybe we can get Jared some of those trophies, because we'll be doing it at Jared's house, I imagine. So
yeah, the ladies don't want anything to do with it. So
we're going to have to figure out the logistics. Miles is even hesitant if he's going to be participating, but he's trash. So you know how he is.
No, he has to participate.
He has to, I know. He has to.
What is he saying?
He's like, I don't know, man. Am I part of this? I don't know if I'm getting up that early. Like, you know how he is. Miles is the guy. Yeah, be there at 8 o'clock. He'll show up like 3-4 hours after.
No, everybody's... All right, so if we're doing this here, everybody's got to crash here the night before. I guess Miles can crash... No, I can't even let Miles crash at his parents' house. Because I guess we can start the live stream without him. If he doesn't get here on time, that way live and in color,
we can roast him.
The entire world,
people will know.
The entire world will see what we have to deal with every time we make plans with Midnight Miles. Just how late he's gonna be. So yeah,
because you'll know, because we'll be like, all right, the stream is starting at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. or whatever, and we'll see how long it takes.
Right.
Maybe we need to have a Midnight Miles counter on the stream too. See how long it takes for him to arrive.
So, yeah, give us your suggestions on what games you'd like to see us beat. Again, we're not going to be fucking playing Final Fantasy VII or Persona 5 or anything like that. Reasonable length games. I'm thinking it's going to be a lot of older games that you can beat in a reasonable amount of time. You know, like your Zelda. Like, we talked about possibly doing the original Zelda, but that would be tough.
That'd
be
and we also have to keep in mind these need to be games that are either easy to get through or easy to get through for us. Like, games that we're super familiar with. If we played the original Zelda, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do without looking it up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, it has to be stuff that's like, all right, like... Mario 64, like, we could plow through that, like, very easily, I imagine, but...
Yeah, the boss fights are...
A joke.
They're a joke in Mario 64.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what, I've praised that game so much, but if I have to criticize it real quick, it never really occurred to me how easy the boss battles in that game
are. So the boss battles are easy, I just really fucking suck at throwing Bowser. That's my thing, and that's, like, a personal thing. I also suck at the flying in that game. Like, some of the...
Everyone sucks at the flying in that game, yeah.
But, yeah, there's some wonky stuff in there, but overall, yeah, like, the bosses leave a bit much to be desired.
Because it's just Bowser, like, three times. Well, then, like, the...
You got the giant Thwomp thing, and you just jump on his back, and...
The Bomb King or whatever.
Yeah, that's like a mini-boss.
King
boss.
Bomb or whatever.
Yeah. But... Let us know in the comments below, and also I guess we should announce that originally this was supposed to be our season finale, but we are going to be doing one more episode next week. We're going to be reviewing...
Well, this will be the season finale, but we're doing a special.
We'll do a special episode.
Special edition. Special edition doesn't belong to... I guess it could technically belong to the season, but it's like the bonus episode,
content. It's going overtime. And that'll either be out next week or the week after, whenever the fuck we can get to do it. Should we drop what we're doing or keep people in suspense?
Yeah, it's fine. Just this past weekend, the final Fear Street movie dropped, 1666. None of us have watched it yet. I want to watch it this weekend, possibly on Sunday.
That's our plan. I mean, if we don't watch it together, we can watch it ourselves.
Was that Dave Chappelle?
That was Dave Chappelle. With the NBA Finals are going on right now. There was Chance the Rapper, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker.
They're getting less famous.
They definitely started with the heavy hitters. It was Chance the Rapper, then Dave Chappelle, then a bunch of people I've never cared about or heard of. But
did you see the thing where Vince McMahon went and saw Dave Chappelle?
I did, yeah, and they're like shaking hands, and Vince is red as fuck in the face. That's
it's just weird to think about. Just a little thing to throw out there. But yeah, we're gonna watch that hopefully on Sunday. That's my plan. You'll be in town.
We're going to a wedding the night before. I don't know if we will be back here, but if not, Emily and I can just watch it ourselves and then figure something out. Because you'll be with Miles for your EPW festivities that day. The night before, you know what I mean?
Right.
But regardless, all of us will be watching it on Sunday, regardless if we watch it together or not. Okay. So, and then we'll have to either record it.
God, if you guys aren't here, the Miles isn't going to come here and watch it with me.
I'm coming to find out that I'm the glue that keeps all of these friendships together. Because Miles talks all the time like, oh, when, before you moved here, Jared would never come out to Cleveland. Now he's here every weekend, blah, blah, blah.
I always in Willoughby. If my fucking fiancé didn't live in Willoughby, I still wouldn't fucking come out to Cleveland. It ain't you. Jesus fucking Christ. Good God almighty.
But yeah, so here's the thing. So the NBA Finals are going on right now. But we're
coming from the guy that comes to Ashtabula like once a week, never tells me.
Never tells anyone.
Just hangs out with everyone else except for me and then just goes back to Cleveland.
Yeah. But NBA Finals are happening right now, so we're sort of half paying attention. But we got to talk about some real basketball, my guy. Space Jam, A New Legacy. And Jared is already clocking out of the podcast.
All right, yeah, Space Jam.
Do you want to watch this now, or do you want to watch the game and pick this up after the game? It's up to you. I'm giving you the option now, because I know that
what do you want to do?
I don't give a shit. Like, how much longer is this game going to be? An hour?
What do you mean? You know how long a basketball game is.
We've got another hour. It's up to you. Because we were like, all right, we're going to record it.
No, let's power through it. Let's power through it.
Okay. So Space Jam, A New Legacy. All the trailers leading up to this film, we have been very public that they all look like absolute fucking dog shit. At least my perspective, I don't know if you noticed this as well, but just the marketing in general, did you think that it was like kind of lazy and like lackluster? Because I know like all the toys that we've gotten for it at the store and like all the other shit has been like bland as fuck and basic. Like, did you notice that at all? Like,
I haven't looked at any of the toys.
Like, I even got the fucking mac and cheese, because Kraft mac and cheese has, like, the shapes or whatever, so I was like, oh, all right, cool. We're gonna get, like, a Marvin the Martian shape, fucking Daffy, blah, blah, blah. The shapes are literally just Bugs Bunny and basketballs. Like, that's it. They didn't even take the mac and cheese seriously in this.
Did you get a LeBron toy?
No, I didn't get any of the figures for this. It was literally just Funko Pops and, like, those, like, stretchy toys.
Oh, wait, there's so Target didn't get any action figures?
No, we did. They have, like, a couple, like, there's, like, the stretch ones. They have a couple, like, plain figures of LeBron, which people steal the heads off all the time, and I think it's hilarious. And then we got, like, a Monopoly game of it. And you would think that, like, all, because, like, in the film, it's not a spoiler because you see it in the trailer, they go to all of these different Warner Brothers properties, and in Monopoly, obviously, like, all the spaces are, like, Park Place, the Boardwalk, blah, 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 they're, like, locations, but in this, literally all of them are just Looney Tunes characters, like, as the spaces, which is, I don't know, everything just seems lazy to me.
How does the LeBron toy look?
I can pull it up if you'd like.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it. I mean, while you're pulling that up, I guess I'll just say that I didn't really notice anything about the marketing. I wasn't really in touch with it. I thought that the trailers were very bad. They did not get me excited for the movie. They made me much less excited for the movie. But, you know, I still got to see it. I grew up with the original Space Jam, and I love Michael Jordan. I like LeBron. Here we go. We got the figure.
So it's just a basic fucking whatever, and it has a couple, like, power-ups or whatever.
Power-ups that he didn't use ever in the movie.
Yeah, but people like to pop his head off. And
he kind of looks like, Lawrence Fishburne?
A little bit. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I, of course, obviously had to see the film. We are both huge fans of the original Space Jam. And I can admit that even the original Space Jam isn't the best film. Like, I have a lot of nostalgia for it, and I love it. Like, honestly, I'd put Space Jam in, like, I don't know my top 20 films, but definitely my top 50. It's a really fun movie, but, I mean, I can look at it objectively and, like, yeah.
Did it,
like,
make my top 50? It has to have. I'm going to pull up my top 50 just to check myself here.
But I think it's a great film for nostalgic purposes, and, like, I don't know what people were expecting with this film. Because this is one, like, I guess I get, like, the reviews are too horrible for the film.
All right, so according to me, Space Jam is my 35th favorite movie of 35th, all time.
So very close and near and dear to your heart. Can you admit that Space Jam is not the greatest movie?
It's not The Godfather. That's for damn sure. I mean, listen. Yeah, Space Jam is what it is. When you turn Space Jam on, you know exactly what it's going to be. Don't go looking for something that the fucking Criterion Collection is going to be putting out in a couple years. You know what I mean?
I think they should, though. Like, just for, like, the pop culture significance of it.
Is there, like, a good Blu-ray release of it?
We just got the 4K releases at the store. Like, it's just,
are they,
like,
good?
Like, it's just a basic box with Bugs and Michael on it. Like, it's not original artwork. It's just, like, a photo of them, like, stills. Like, it's not like they went all out for the release, but at least it's in 4K, I guess.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, that's it right
there.
Well,
what about, like, extras and stuff?
I haven't looked at it. I don't know. We literally just got it.
Okay, but check this out. Here is a maybe a Best Buy exclusive steelbook.
Yeah, that's their thing. They do the steelbooks at Best Buy.
So
it's $33.99. Woof.
Two discs. I'm guessing one's just a DVD copy. What's, would it be in specs?
I don't know if it would list the special features overview.
Yeah, maybe not.
But it's got some new releases. It's got some decent releases now, but
official trailer? I just want to see the back of the fucking case.
The back of the fucking box. But yeah.
So you're saying that Criterion should release Space Jam?
Anything that's, because, like, I know Criterion, like, they're preserving film. Like, anything that I think has made that much of a difference in pop culture, I think should be released on Criterion. I'm not saying do it now, but I mean 10, 20 years from now, you can. Like, fucking Shrek should be on Criterion eventually. Like, stuff like that. Like, Toy Story, like, these big budget, like, culture-shocking things.
I view it, I guess, yeah, I guess in, like, 30 years it should get, like, a massive release. I just kind of view it differently, like, when you're, like, you're preserving film, right, okay? Like, you don't need to preserve fucking Toy Story because it's just, like,
but they put out newer stuff, too. Like, they just put
And you know what? I looked at their shit, and they got The Irishman and Uncut Gems, and I'm just like, ugh.
I agree. It's too recent. Like, I agree. It's not even too recent.
It's a fucking Netflix movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I guess it is, like, maybe, you know, are both of those, like, Netflix exclusive, like, Netflix specials or whatever?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, like, a movie that was released on a streaming platform. Like, that's how you, like, these movies, like, well, Irishman got, like, a very limited theatrical release, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Like, a week or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man. Whatever it's like, why would I buy a Criterion Blu-ray when I could just watch it in 4K on Netflix?
Right. I think that Irishman was, because I think there's a requirement to be, like, nominated. Those are the 8K
I have noticed that before, actually.
Yeah. But there is a requirement for the Oscars. It has to have a theatrical run of a certain length. So I think they did, like, the minimum that you're supposed to do it for The Irishman and Marriage Story 2 and everything, I guess. Like, even when it's a Netflix film, if they know it's going to win some awards, they have to put it in theaters for at least a little bit to get consideration.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about that. It's just weird to me that it's like, when I'm looking at Criterions, I'm looking for, like overlooked. Not, they're not all overlooked. I mean, like, Seven Samurai and shit is on there. But, like, I'm hesitant to buy it. Like, my interest in Criterion Collection is, like, the overlooked, like, masterpieces and gems.
Right.
From, like, the time that, like, you look up, like, goddamn, you know, like, Yojimbo or Samurai fucking 2 Duel of the Ichijoji Temple or whatever.
Shit like that. And
it's like you don't find it anywhere else. Or if it is, it's like a really shitty release. It's like fucking some goddamn like jabroni Blu-ray. Right. Like some jabroni DVD where the menu's just like a really bad resolution still image from the movie. Where it's just like play movie, trailers, and like audio options.
Right. And I mean like, I think they have a deal with HBO Max now because a lot of their shit is on there. Like, they have basically every Godzilla film on there now with the Criterion logo at the beginning. They have Eyes Without a Face, like Diabolik and all these other stuff. Like, I think they have some sort of deal with that. So they are available streaming as well. I mean, I prefer to get the Blu-rays and shit because I'm a collector. But, I don't know. I get what you're saying. It should be preserving film and, like, with shit like that's recent, there's no really a reason to preserve it.
Not even recent, but just shit that's just, like, super iconic that it's like, all right, dude, Toy Story's already had, like, probably, like, five, like,
billion releases.
Really good releases. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they were throwing special features on Toy Story, even on VHS. Like,
right.
Terminator 2 is fucking gets, like, a great release, like, every 2 years. The Matrix, and I think Matrix is on Criterion, isn't it?
I'm not sure if it is or not. Probably the first one. But I get what you're saying, like, stuff that's, like, not even obscure, but stuff that's not, I don't know, like, shit like Eyes Without a Face and fucking Yojimbo and, like, stuff that you've already said. Like, stuff that's, like, maybe one stop short of classic that everyone knows. It's, like, the step down from that, but it's still important enough that it needs to be release in a decent quality and not a, like, a 50 movie fucking public domain pack and shit like that. Like, I heard that their Night of the Living Dead release is actually really good. I don't have it, obviously, but
yeah, I've always kind of like you have the Carnival of Souls, right?
Yeah, yeah. Criterion. Yeah.
Like, those two always kind of like made me like shake my head a little bit because I'm like, both these movies are public domain.
Yeah.
But I guess everybody tells me, like, no, like, the transfer on these is just, like, the greatest transfer ever, and the brand new documentaries on there and special features. So, I mean, you know, whatever, but goddamn, it's, like, $40 is a lot to pay for Night of the Living Dead. You know right. what I mean, like, I've seen the movie 600 times.
I only get the Criterions when they're on sale, and they're on sale now, so I actually might be taking a trip to fucking Barnes & Noble tomorrow just to see what they got.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a trip to Barnes & Noble on Saturday to pick up, it's like a box set, Yojimbo and Sanjiro, so it's two discs, and then Harakiri. Hopefully they stay in stock for me all week so I can pick that shit up.
Yeah. But regardless,
and probably some other Japanese movie. That's literally all I buy Criterions for anymore, honestly, is just for like old Japanese movies.
Yeah. But yeah, Space Jam: A New Legacy. I don't know what people were fucking expecting. But I guess I can speak for you as well. I think we both had fun with it. So like, I don't know why people went in expecting something more than what it was.
It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. You know, like in the theater, you know, there was a few moments where I was just kind of like rolling my eyes. I thought that like, no, I'm not saying that Michael Jordan should have been up for best actor or anything back in the day. I expected more from LeBron.
He has regressed in the 5 years since Trainwreck. It's not, Yeah, I don't know if it's because he had more creative control with this, and in Trainwreck he just kind of had to show up, and I guess he's playing himself in both films, so I guess it's not, like, really, like, he was stretching too much with the character. They kind of made him unlikable in this film for, like, a lot of it. Like, he's kind of like a dick a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, he's got to learn, like, his...
He's got to have his arc and learn his lesson at the end.
He's got to go through his character arc and do the whole deal, learn how to be a better dad and all that. Well, what was Michael Jordan's character arc? Did he have one? Just kind of, like, learning to be loony, I guess?
I don't know if he really had an arc. I mean, they were just trying to save the world, and he was trying to get back to whatever, because he was... His whole thing was, the repercussion for him was he was going to have to go to fucking Moron Mountain and be a jobber the rest of his life. But I don't think from the beginning to the end his character really changed. He was just like, all right, I'm going to go back to basketball. That was his journey, was going back to basketball, falling back in love with the game, I guess.
His, I mean, like, he kind of did the same deal as LeBron. Like, all the Looney Tunes were, like, except LeBron changed by, like, the second half. But, like, in the first half, and, like, the first Space Jam, it was kind of like Michael Jordan, like, kind of played, like, the straight shooter, like, the entire way through. Like, all this, like, goofy shit's happening around him, and he's just kind of like, all right, fundamental basketball, you know what I mean? He's making the right plays, he's crossing over the Monstar. They were, like, quadruple teaming him, and he, like, dribbled out of the fucking trap and makes like a layup or something. LeBron did not play as well as Michael Jordan.
No, he only, like, LeBron only made like 4 shots in the game, at least from what they showed. I will say this, like, I can say, like, definitively the original Space Jam is better. Like, and it's weird to say that because you would think 25 years since then, we've gotten so much better at making movies. It's, like, weird to say that. I like both films. I still prefer the original. Like, even taking the nostalgia out of it, I still think the original holds up better. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the original is definitely better. I think it's just more...
And that's putting nostalgia aside because, like, you can... Because, like, there's so many things about the original that I miss... And in this one, I appreciate the fact that although it's the same concept, it's you're getting an NBA star to play basketball with the Looney Tunes. There's only so many ways you can do that differently. But I like that they really changed it up in this because in the original, right, like it's the Looney Tunes are recruiting Michael Jordan. In this, LeBron has to recruit other people. Like everything is like reversing it, and like I feel like that's the way to do a remake to keep the original idea but still do it different enough.
It's kind of a funny parallel to real life too, because it's always like now in the NBA it's like LeBron kind of like, you know, like with when he was with the Cavs, it's kind of like LeBron trying to find the right players to form a super team around him.
Right.
Whereas, like, all the old heads like Jordan are always like, nah, you play with the team that you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They recruited Michael Jordan and brought him in, and he just kind of, like, taught him how to play basketball as best as he could and just was like, all right, here we go. LeBron's like, yo, I need King Kong on my team. I got to get Superman.
And Batman.
And Batman on the team. He want the whole Justice League on his team. Yeah, I mean... The original is better. I don't know what else
and
to
like
say.
And, like, looking back at, like, there's so many things... Like, I brought this up to you. Like, name one song that was in Space Jam 2 besides Porky Pig's rap. You can't do it.
I forgot Porky Pig had a rap.
You can't do it. Like, off the top of my head right now, Fly Like an Eagle, I Believe I Can Fly, fucking the opening theme, like, Welcome to the Space Jam, like, fucking going in, of course, this one does have the Space Jam theme, like the da-da-da-da-da for like 5 seconds. They've got the fucking song with Charles Barkley in fucking Therapy where it's like, Basketball Jones! Like,
scene in the whole fucking movie.
Like, every song in that film is iconic, and that's something else I miss.
What does he call Charles Barkley on the that kid, like, he goes in there to play it with him, and the kid just, like, strips him. And he's like, you ain't Charles Barkley. You're just a
wannabe.
A wannabe. It looks like him. And he's like, be gone, wannabe. Be gone. And then Charles Barkley just walks away.
Like that. And that's something else I miss about this. In this one, besides Don Cheadle's character, you don't get to know the Goon Squad or whatever at all.
Did you think Don Cheadle was kind of bad, too? Like,
I felt like his stuff could have been cut down. Like, this movie was long.
Not, like, bad as, like, a character or whatever, but just, like, his performance, his acting performance.
I thought he did all right. I mean, I don't know. Like, you could tell he was having fun with it. Like, it's not fucking great or anything. I mean, but I didn't think it was that bad. He's better than LeBron. I'll say that, and I love LeBron.
Yeah, he just, like, what the hell just happened? Okay, they're doing something. Professional program we got going on here. LeBron, I expected more from. You know, somebody really needed to come in. I think the thing that this movie it was missing for me, it was fun. It was, you know, it was wild, crazy, a lot of, like, weird, like, crazy special effects and just, you know, fun, some good jokes thrown in there and stuff. It didn't really feel like it had, like, any, like, heart at times.
I can understand
it. It kind of felt like it was going through the motions at times.
And I felt like they could have gone more all in with it. Like, it felt like it was very, like, by the numbers and very quick moving. Like, I wish we would have gotten more time.
I wish they wouldn't have, like, even teased that Superman or King Kong could be on his team. Because now I want the movie where LeBron does team up with Superman, King Kong, and Batman. Like, honestly, like, as he was listening to that, I was like, fuck, I kind of want to see this more than the Looney Tunes, honestly.
Yeah. I know, I wish there were, like, because a lot of the focus in this is on LeBron and his son, and they have side characters in it, but they don't fucking do anything. Like, I thought that they would have done something with LeBron's, like, high school friend or whatever that's, like, supposed to be, like, Maverick Carter, I guess.
There was more star power in the original because you got Bill Murray came in and he fucking started busting a move on everybody. Newman is in the original. I mean, all the
Larry Bird's in there. Of course, you have all of the Monstars as themselves.
Play a much bigger role. Like, in this, like, the Goon Squad, they're
they're barely
NBA player counterparts are just, like, in, like, one clip where they're, like, very terribly acting and interacting with LeBron's fake son. Just kind of be like, oh, you make video games, man? You better give me, like, a 99 rating or something like that, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll do motion games. He just, like, showed up to, like, their pickup game.
Yeah,
it was and like was like, yo, can I do some motion capture for you? He's just doing motion capture on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, and that was pretty much, like, all Damian Lillard had, like, got to do in that.
Yeah, I wish that they would have had
Klay Thompson.
I wish they would have had a bigger role in it, even when they were as, like, the Monstars or whatever. Like, I wish that, like, there was more to it than that. Because, like, as you said, like, one of the best scenes in fucking Space Jam is when, like, they're in fucking therapy and Patrick Ewan's laying down and he's like, do you see yourself having other issues, like, getting it up or whatever? And, like, they're in, like,
it gave the other NBA players more things to do, and, like, it was just, like,
this is the LeBron show.
It was cool. It was, like, cool to see, like, some of the, like, goofy shit that, like, the other NBA players were up to. They lost their talent, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now they're all depressed, and they're all messed up. Michael Jordan comes back with the basketball, and they all touch it, and they're all, whoa! And they all start doing, like, dribble moves or whatever, and like Muggsy Bogues is in the first movie.
Yeah. Like, and, like, obviously this is a different story. Like, they're not getting their talent stolen. But, like, I wish that, like, there could have been something more to it. Because
the,
like,
Monstars had way more personality than the Goon Squad. Because the Goon Squad was literally, I don't know if you could give them personality, because it was literally just video game, like, programs.
Yeah, it was just a tool for the guy. Like, in the other one, you have a lot more development with the Monstars, because you see them when they're, like, the little alien things, and then they transform.
They're in this movie, yeah.
I think they used the same animation from, because they look kind of like shit. Did you notice that?
Did they? No, they, I thought, like, I didn't notice that they looked bad.
Like, in comparison to everything else. Like,
speaking of looking bad, how about some of the characters on the sidelines? Jesus Christ, what kind of schlub did they pick up from fucking Hollywood Boulevard to play Batman and Robin on the sidelines there?
Fucking not and like Arnold as Mr. Freeze.
And the fucking, like, Pennywise. The $3 freaking Rite Aid Batman costume that they got for these fucking guys.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was surprised they put Pennywise in the film because, I mean, like, are kids still scared of Pennywise? Like, I thought it was weird that, like, they would have him in a kid's film, you know?
Well, they used a lot of adult properties because, I mean, like, some people were, like, making the excuse, oh, Space Jam's a kid's movie. Well, there was definitely winks for adults. They definitely knew that adults were going to be in there because you had the Game of Thrones in there and Pennywise.
Austin Powers
stuff. Austin Powers, that was funny.
That was great.
That was really good. You know, so there was definitely winks and nods at the adults in the audience, you know.
Here's
what I
mean? Something that I noticed. They like, I feel like they obviously didn't do this, but they could have done this movie almost in the mid-2000s because a lot of the properties besides Game of Thrones and stuff was, like, early 2000s properties. Like, it was the Superman from the Justice League series back then. It was fucking Austin Powers was early 2000s, late 90s. The Matrix, I cannot believe they did. I mean, it was in the fucking trailer, so I knew it was coming. But, like, the Matrix stuff is, like, so outdated. And just, like, I don't know. Like, it felt very... It felt like this should have came out, like, 15 years ago.
Agent Smith on the sidelines. Yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
Why didn't he get Agent Smith to, like, come and, like, clone himself, like, a million times? Because
he had Wile E. Coyote to do that, bro.
The damn... I can't even remember what I was going to say. I had something, buddy. It just slipped my mind. I'm a terrible podcaster. I'm sorry.
It's fine. What else about the film? Like, I don't know. Like, I just really feel like there could have been... It had a much higher potential than what it could have done. But I still really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it.
The Michael B. Jordan thing was kind of funny.
Here's the thing. I knew that that was happening because they released that clip on, like, one of the teasers or whatever.
God damn, you really were paying attention to the marketing for this movie.
But I thought it would have been absolutely... Because, like, that part was coming, so, like, I knew that. And part of me in my mind was like, this can't be the end of the joke. Do they actually have Michael Jordan? And then after this, he comes out, he's like, hey, like, whatever. I knew it wasn't going to happen, but I was like...
I really wanted Michael Jordan to show up.
Because I thought that would have been a hilarious swerve, because I was thinking, okay, everyone's seen this Michael B. Jordan clip already. Like, they have to do something different with it, and they didn't do anything different with it.
I just, what could you do with him? Like, I would put him in, like, right at the end of the movie. Like, LeBron, like, you know, hits the game winner or whatever. And did he even?
He did. He did the dunk with the funny face. His facial expressions in this were the funniest thing about the film. Like, when they come out after halftime and he does the face.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But anyways, he hits the game winner. You know, they're all celebrating. And then, like, out of the crowd, like... Like, when he's on the sidelines, like, or Michael celebrating, Jordan's Michael Jordan's there, and he makes, like, some smart-ass comment, like, hey, like, nice shot, kid, or whatever, something stupid. You know, something dumb, just like a wink, like, more winks and nods at the original, but it didn't happen, so, I mean, whatever. They probably asked Michael Jordan, he's like, nice fucking try.
I wish they would have got someone back from the original, though, like, if they had, like, fucking Newman in the crowd, or just anyone. Or had because they had Ernie Johnson or whatever, like, why couldn't you get Charles Barkley to come too and, like, be like, oh no, this happened before, like,
that, who was the guy that was,
It was, like, I forget his name, but the guy from Get Out, like, the cop character, like, Lil Renz or something, I don't know what his name is.
Come on, Shaq. Like, bring Shaq in, come on, man, stop.
Shaq is in the original Space Jam, I don't know if you knew that. Because the Bulls play the Magic at the very end, and he's in it for, like, a split second.
Yeah, well, I mean, fucking damn, could have got him in both Space Jam movies. I wanted Ernie Johnson and Shaq on the desk. I mean, because Shaq, like, I understand the guy's a comedian or whatever. Shaq is funny.
Shaq's a comedian,
Shaq's
brother.
Super funny, so maybe he just didn't have that oomph to his voice that they wanted to bring to the table there. So, that was what I was going to say when LeBron made the face. That face is a reference to,
that interview when he
photobombed, who is it, Chris Bosh, or, is it Dwayne Wade?
It was one of the two. It was during a post game. I think it was Bosch, but it might have been Wade.
Let's just say it was Shane Battier. and he comes in, he does like the goofy face. So like that was kind of like a funny nod back to that. I'm not even sure if that was intentional or if they're like, just make a goofy face. And that was the only goofy face LeBron knew. I kind of wish they would have made more like jokes, references to LeBron's career. Like,
they made a couple because
come on, dude. One of the most iconic gifs of all time is LeBron looking up at the thing like he's blind or something.
Yeah.
His eyes are all small and he looks up at the goddamn like scoreboard or whatever.
How
you could have had like one of the goddamn goon squad foul the shit out of him. He talks to the fucking robot ref or whatever, and the robot ref is like, oh, you know, like says something stupid like offensive foul or whatever, and then he does.
You know what they should have done? Because just like in the original Space Jam, it was just the two quarters. What they should have done was had the Looney Tunes be up by, have them be tied at the end of the game instead of the Monstars being up by one, and have like fucking, I don't know, Bugs or Wile E. Coyote or whatever, instead of shooting the shot, like goes back and then it goes into overtime, and have LeBron do the J.R. Smith like fucking meme with like Bugs Bunny. God. That would have been incredible. And Bugs is just like, I thought we were ahead. It's just like, whatever.
I mean, make a joke about that time LeBron like overheated. I mean, he probably doesn't want to bring more attention to that, but I guess I can't figure out a way to write that joke into the fucking.
But I agree.
Were you like dehydrated or whatever? Yeah. Carry him off the court. What was the? Didn't they carry like had two guys to carry him off the court?
Like, here's the thing: when you have a film that is essentially built upon winks to the audience and references and fucking pop culture like jokes and shit like that, like I figure like may as well go all out, and like that's what I mean. Like I feel like
do the fucking Harlem Shake. Bring it back. I mean, do the like at the end when they're when the. Toon Squad's beating on the fucking Goon Squad. Do like, you know, LeBron makes a fucking nasty dunk. Their celebration, they're doing the Miami Heat Harlem Shake thing where LeBron's got the crowd, the crown on, and he's doing the whole gimmick. Fuck it, just do it.
Yeah, it would have been great.
There's so many.
That's why I say, like, there was so much potential, and I feel like it was very by the numbers. But even then, like, I don't know why people are saying this is like a half star film.
No,
like
it's doesn't not
make
that
it doesn't
bad.
Make any sense at all. Like, there's so many people on the internet that's like, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen, and it's just like, I don't know what. I can't help you. It's the same people that thought Halloween 2018 sucked. Like, I just
is it the same exact people you
I'm just generalizing, but I'm just saying like, with both films, I'm saying like, I don't know what people were expecting and why they think it's. As terrible as it is. If anything, it's mid. Like, it's not like it's trash.
I don't think it's the same people. I think there's a lot of LeBron haters out there that, you know, want this movie to be bad or worse than it is. I would say probably a lot of them haven't even watched the fucking movie.
Probably not, no. And you saw the meme that Miles shared in the group today where it's Vegeta and Goku. It's like, let's fight somewhere empty. And then they start fighting in the Space Jam theater. Last time I checked, it fucking body bagged Black Widow, so I don't know.
That yeah, and that's kind of crazy. But yeah, it was the number one movie in America this week at the box office. So that meme makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it wasn't packed out when we saw it, but there were people there.
We also saw the latest showtime at that theater. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure during the day it was better. And we didn't see it opening night either. We saw it 2 days later. But I don't know. What else do you have to say about the film? Are you, you said all you need to say, or we got anything else?
Really, just like I just kind of wish that there would have been like, man, I really wish LeBron would have stepped up and kind of brought his A game to this, like acting. Like I feel like it was there for him to just go all in with it and like really bring some like. Heart and soul to this movie because I was like, yeah, at the end of the day, there's some funny jokes in here, cool special effects. In the middle of it, it feels kind of hollow, and I feel like I'm gonna forget about a lot of it, and you know, like by next year,
yeah,
just like
And I don't know, I don't know if you felt like this, and I said this already, but did you feel, I felt like it was too long. Like, I felt
it felt long. It definitely did. Like, I don't know if this is because I just had to piss really bad, like, halfway through the movie. And, like, unlike some weaklings that I know, Midnight Miles, I absolutely refuse to use the restroom during movies. So, like, I just kind of
I'm very picky about it. It depends on the film. But
I mean, if the movie absolutely sucks, which this doesn't, what did I get? I gave it three?
3.5.
It 3.5?
We both gave it 3.5.
Man, upon review, I might have to bring that down to a 3. I don't know, but, like, no, it's good. It was good. I'll give it the 3.5 to get that Letterboxd average up a little bit. Joel loved the 4 stars, I'm pretty sure.
Joel and Dan gave it good reviews. Everyone that I know has seen it has said it's been fine. It's just been internet fucking people that are like, oh.
Right, yeah. No, it's definitely...
like, Ian Slagle tweeted today, he said it was good.
It's definitely better than the trailers would lead you to believe. Because the trailers really showcase some of the things that I did not like about the movie. Mainly the Goon Squad. There you go. Like, heart and soul in the movie, you have, like, these fucking soulless characters of the goddamn NBA players. Like, they don't have really...
The only one that had anything to do was Dame. Because he had his whole segment where he slows down time. Like, everyone else was just kind of there. Like, they didn't really... They made shots and stuff, but they didn't really, like, have their own, like, distinct personalities or things that they did. It's like, oh, yeah, the spider person's going to make a billion baskets in a row because they're standing on the basket and stuff like that. But they didn't really have, like, much to do, you know?
I mean, and I hate to say it, man, but, you know, like, the WNBA players, like, who are they?
Well, the Snake Girl.
I understand, like, they're probably like the two best WNBA players in the world right now. Probably the two best women's basketball players.
Well, she's the highest scoring leader in WNBA like ever. She's number one. The one that was the Snake.
Okay, but I mean, and then what else was their team? Damian Lillard.
Not a starter. I was mind blown.
Damian we Lillard, like, coming off the bench. Klay Thompson. Who had the most trash fucking name ever? What was
wet,
it?
Wet Fire.
Wet Fire. Jesus fucking Christ, that was horrible. And then
the Brow.
And then Anthony Davis. Yeah, I actually even forgot he was in there.
Yeah, his character name was the Brow. He was just like a giant eagle, basically, whatever the fuck he was supposed to be.
Anthony Davis. Yeah, he.
Yeah. Again, they didn't have shit to do. Like, the only one that did something, as I said, was Damian Lillard because he had his whole, like, clock stoppers segment where he's fucking slows everyone down, but everyone else was just kind of scoring and they didn't have anything to do.
They just scored, like, I didn't like their designs. Like, I don't know. They didn't really have much of a personality, so it's like I couldn't really, like, care about them at all.
And again, yeah, it's a different...
Oh, and that's what I was going to say. And LeBron's son. They wasted a roster spot on this fucking fake LeBron's son. Come on, man. Like, bring goddamn... I don't know. Bring Kevin Durant in. Or something. You know
well, the
I mean?
Problem is like now...
You didn't want to face Kevin Durant in the movie.
Like, nowadays it's, like, more tough because people don't want to, like, job out to LeBron when, like, in the 90s it was, like, Michael Jordan. So it's like, what the fuck are you going to do? But, like, nowadays, like, people aren't... Because, like, I guess Giannis was offered a role, actually, and he was like, no, I'm not fucking jobbing out to LeBron in this fucking movie. So...
Well, then, damn, I mean...
They were all his buddies. Like, it was... Well, I guess in the original one, I'm sure Michael Jordan was cool with all of the guys that were in it.
Oh, yeah, and, he's buddies with Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing and stuff. But, I mean...
And I guess even back then, like, NBA players, like, they didn't get the exposure that they kind of do now. Like, literally, like, Giannis is in commercials and all this stuff.
How about this?
It's not like they're trying to get the exposure is what I'm trying to say. Like, they're already out.
Do a subplot instead of goddamn LeBron's son or whatever, right? Like, have him in there. You gotta rescue his son. But, God, I don't want to see LeBron play against him. Like, I didn't care about that at all. I know he's retired, but it's a fucking video game. Bring in Dwayne Wade.
You could, I mean, yeah.
Bring in fucking D Wade and then like do this fucking thing where like
they could have
somehow they like brainwashed D Wade and they're doing like this fucking like this rivalry between like best friends or whatever, LeBron and D Wade.
They could have done it with all of his former teammates. They could have gotten Bosh, Wade, Kyrie, AD. There's your roster.
Right.
Was that well,
you
know,
Kyrie whatever. Definitely does not want a job to LeBron.
Right.
It'd be hilarious to bring him in as, like, Uncle Drew and, like, do the Uncle Drew thing. That would be hilarious. I don't know. There's things that could have been done, but, you know, like, yeah, at the end of the day, I don't want to see LeBron play basketball against his son, even though the funniest scene in the whole movie was at the very beginning where he does that trash layup yeah. and then it just cuts to, like, a shot, LeBron's just standing on the court looking so fucking mad. Like, he just lost the finals. He's like, what was that?
We're just having fun, Dad. He was like, no, this is serious.
We don't have fun here. Between these lines, it's all business.
But, I don't know. There was a lot. There was a much more potential than what we got. But for what we got, I think it was fine. Chris Paul's getting in a fight right now on TV, so we're a little distracted. This is a close game. This finals could be fucking over tonight. We don't know.
You guys will know by the time this podcast comes out probably who the NBA champions are.
Yeah, at this moment in time, we have no idea who they are. We just know they're using...
The 8K crowd.
Yeah. I had something else to say about the film, but I can't remember what it is. It doesn't matter, I guess.
Put it in post. And it's... Yeah. And I'll just react to it right now, so you can just slip it in there.
If I remember, here's what I have to say.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. Very good point.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about this film. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything? I don't know how long we've been going here, but
probably not too long. But no, I don't have any closing thoughts. It's the fourth quarter, and I want to watch some real basketball. Why are they remaking Turner and Hooch? It's like the most. It's so ridiculous. Why the fuck would you remake Turner and Hooch? Not even like it's a masterpiece or anything. That's probably even more reason. Like, why the fuck would you? And is Hooch? Is he CGI?
I'm sure he's part CGI. There, yeah. That's insane.
Why? Like
original series, so it's not even a film. They're doing a series of it.
It's just a Tom Hanks movie about him and a dog. Like, before, it's like, it doesn't need a lot of special effects or anything. It's just one of those things where it's like, the first movie was good as it is, just leave it alone.
Right.
At least make it a sequel, but you probably can't afford Tom Hanks. No. And Tom Hanks was probably like, are you fucking insane?
Like, why would you
I did
you
that movie in, like, 1988, like...
why would I want to
do... you not realize that I've done Forrest Gump since then? Like, I am a god. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen Castaway? Stop. Leave me the fuck alone. Turner and Hooch was the low point of my career.
Yeah.
Actually, Bachelor Party was probably the low point of your career,
I've never seen Bachelor Party.
It was pretty bad. Maybe it'd be fun if I had more people to watch it with.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we're gonna wrap this up and we're gonna be talking to you guys in a couple weeks from now or maybe next week about Fear Street, the entire series, our special bonus episode.
Yeah, we want to talk about it while you guys still care about it. Originally, we're gonna save it for Cocktober, but I kind of thought that by October time, nobody's gonna give a fuck about these movies anymore. They're not good enough
to have a lasting
to have effect. Like yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll have to figure out something else to do, because that was going to be our premiere episode, so we're going to have to come up with something special to do for our premiere. Maybe it'd have to be the Godzilla thing if you ever plow through him, man. I don't know what the fuck Miles is going to do, because there's no way he's going to be watching all those movies, so he might just have to be like...
I like his Monday Night Raw updates that he gives us on the chat.
Our Monday Night Raw correspondent, yeah. But yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do with him for that one. He might just have to ask us questions during it. And he might have to be like the tiebreaker. Like if we're really arguing about what game, what film should be over the other one, he might have to come in and take our points and, you know, see who deserves to have it on top or whatever. I keep thinking that whoever the fuck is in this trailer is Skip Bayless, but it's fine.
Those memes of Skip Bayless, like, freaking, like, destroying, like, before it even came out, like, just destroying, like, the new Space Jam.
Oh, yeah, it's like, there's a whole segment on fucking Undisputed on Monday, the Space Jam review, and just, like, shit like that, like, people making memes of it.
Yeah, all right, well, I'm gonna sign off here, because I want to watch the fourth quarter of this game.
All right.
Close game.
Yeah, so make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. We're gonna see you for the bonus episode in a couple weeks. This is Buddy the Bruiser. I am signing out.
And I'm Dynamite Jared. I'll catch your ass down the road, riding off into the sunset.